The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. It doesn't get any better than this gospel passage, does it? I mean, come on, if we are joyful and quite happy, contented Catholics, then this is our gospel passage, right? This is the foundation of our faith. It's Peter's confession of faith in Christ Jesus. And I love the first part of this, as you well know. Who do they think that I am? Well, some say John the Baptist. Again, you got to go back and watch that video, right? Jesus of Nazareth, 1977, John the Baptist. Look at how crazy that guy is. That's who they think Jesus is. Okay, shake up your image of Jesus, please. Shake it up. He's much more challenging, much more demanding than the world wants you to believe he is. So go back and watch that. Go back and watch that little film. Okay, so anyway, Jesus, this is what makes the entire church. This is what makes the entire church, and not just the entire church, but every member of the church. In this passage, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are Israel's true King. You are Lord of all nations and Lord of every single human heart. You are Lord of all that exists. That's the confession of faith that begins the church, right? That allows Jesus to say, "You are Peter, you are Rocky, and on this rock I will build my church. I will compete with you, baby." Nathaniel's got it, he's fine. No, on Rocky, I will build my church. But the rock is that confession of faith. And we are made to be rocks in the rock's confession of faith. So we have to say with Peter, "You are the Christ. You are the Lord of all nations, of every human heart. You are the Lord of my heart. And so I am willing to be made into, together, right, the temple of your glory as rock with the confession of faith that I myself make." So we celebrate this great solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul wearing red because they gave everything. Okay, so let me just do one more here. What the world says about Christianity and what Christianity is, right? What the world says about Christianity. This is religion. So sure, you want God to be a part of your life. So, right, have a relationship with God. Okay, now what Christianity says about, what true Christianity says about Christianity. You don't want God to be a part of your life. You need to give your entire life to God. So it's not even that God wants to be part of your life. God wants your entire life. That's the confession of faith that we celebrate today. And we heard it in the readings. St. Peter gave it all. St. Paul gave it all. And we now, not when we're called on to die and how we die in the rest, but now we give it all. Now we live out, we must live out martyrdom every day, whether it's white or red, it doesn't matter. We must live out martyrdom every day. We must live out our lives in witness to Christ every day. We must make this confession ours every day. You are the Christ. You are the Lord. I am not the Lord. I am not the Lord of my life. Christ, you are the Lord of my life. And if we live out that confession of faith, then we see growth in the church of the sort that we were always made to give and bring, because we're living out the confession of St. Peter and Paul that is the very foundation of the church.